Trump says U.S. on time with the tariffs on Canada and Mexico. U.S. President Donald Trump said February 24th that his country is on time with the tariffs when asked about the pause on tariffs planned for Canada and Mexico focused on border security. Talking about broader relations, including trade with the two countries, which he said have been to the disadvantage of the United States, he added, "The tariffs are going forward, on time, on schedule." Trump made the comments during a joint press conference with French President Emmanuel Macron at the White House. Trump had previously signed an executive order to impose 25% tariffs on all Canadian imports and 10% on energy imports, which were set to take effect on February 4th. However, following last-minute phone calls with the leaders of Canada and Mexico, he agreed to pause the tariffs for 30 days to allow the two countries take additional border security measures. Separately, he has ordered his officials to review existing trade relations with other countries and has said more tariffs could come as a result of those reviews by April. During the February 24th press conference, Trump was asked whether Canada and Mexico had done enough on border security to stop the blanket tariffs from coming into force. "We're on time with the tariffs, and it seems like that's moving along very rapidly," Trump said. "We've been mistreated. Now the tariffs are going forward on time, on schedule. I mean, you know, who can blame them if they made these great deals with the United States, took advantage of the United States, on manufacturing, on just about everything, every aspect that you can imagine, they took advantage of. We want reciprocity. Border promises." During the phone call on February 3rd, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau promised additional border security measures to stop fentanyl and illegal immigrants from crossing the border, such as the appointment of a fentanyl czar and the listing of Mexican cartels as terrorist organizations. Canada recently listed 7 transnational criminal organizations as terrorist entities, mirroring a move made by the United States, and has also allocated $1.3 billion to boost border security. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum also promised to deploy 10,000 troops to the border to reinforce security. The Trump administration has said the blanket 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico are in response to illegal immigration and drugs entering the United States. However, Trump did not mention border security when responding to the reporter's question on tariffs on February 24th. He said many countries had mistreated the United States on trade, in addition to Canada and Mexico. Trump has separately ordered his officials to review existing trade relations with other countries and has said more tariffs could come as a result of those reviews by April. The U.S. president has said he wants there to be reciprocity on tariffs. "I have decided, for purposes of fairness, that I will charge a reciprocal tariff, meaning whatever countries charge the United States of America, we will charge them no more, no less," Trump said when announcing that measure. In addition, Trump announced on February 10th that 25% tariffs would be imposed on steel and aluminum from all countries, including Canada. Trump previously put 25% tariffs on steel and 10% on aluminum during his first term in 2018, but later reversed them. Trump also renegotiated the U.S. Mexico-Canada agreement in his first term, calling it at the time the best trade deal ever made. The U.S. president has said he would like to renegotiate the deal again, as it is up for review in 2026.